Thank you for joining us on America Weekend this weekend. Whatever you're up to, I hope you're having a great time. It is Halloween weekend, and that means parties, making fun foods, getting set for the trick-or-treating that you may be doing with your little ones over the weekend or on Monday. But it's a great weekend to do family things and enjoy the beautiful weather. Generally, October is pretty good weather wherever you are. So anyway, it's my favorite time of year. I love October, my favorite month. I love Halloween. So spending time with you is extra special this Halloween weekend. I like to find articles that I find different, intriguing, and provide all kinds of information and sometimes entertainment. I found an article in USA Today that I want to share with you about heavily hyped products that didn't make it. I did not even know about this one. You know, of course, Keurig. That's the very famous pod coffee, tea, hot chocolate brewing system where you put the little pod in. The water heats up, and you get your own individual serving cup, right? Well, did you know that a year ago, because I didn't, a year ago, Keurig released its single-serve brewing system for cold beverages, and everything was going well with the company. It was just at the top of its game with the K-cup machines and the coffee makers, but they decided to extend the brand a little bit and build on that success with a cold beverage brewer. The idea was to compete with a very popular soda stream. You would be able to make Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and the rest of the company's product line at home on your own. And they felt that the K-Cup machine really worked well with coffees. Why not do it with cold beverages? It makes sense. The name of it was Kold, K-O-L-D. So what happened was, after Kold hit the market, which obviously I knew nothing about, it sort of cooled very quickly. People were not going out to buy it. There was a lot of hype apparently beforehand, but it wasn't flying off the shelves. Why? Well, they had a $300 price tag. Beverage pods cost a dollar each. And right away, this Kold, K-O-L-D, just failed. And apparently, when the company was purchased by a holding company and taken private, the new owner took this Kold off the market. Not only that, but ended the company's cold drink single serve equipment an experiment, and also offered to give people their money back if they had purchased Kold. So that's very, very interesting. That was a huge failure. Didn't work out at all. Apple had a tablet before the iPad. Do you remember that? It was called Newton. This was based on handwriting recognition. It was impressive technology at the time in 1993. But it didn't do very, very well. The price was too high at the time, and that sort of just did not work out at all. And then the Amazon phone. Amazon is a wonderful company. People love Amazon, but apparently the phone did not work out very, very well for them at all. And of course, you remember Coca-Cola and the new Coke. That was one of the legendary major flops in product launching from well-known companies. The new Coke was released in 1985, they replaced their long-standing formula with a new one, dubbed the New Coke. And what they wanted to do was change the dynamic of sugar colas in the U.S. And so they had this clamor once this New Coke came out, not for the New Coke, but for the return of the original formula. So people were very product-specific with their Coke. They wanted the classic Coke, and they didn't want to have a choice between classic Coke and new Coke. So actually, by having the new Coke, it awakened interest in the original Coke. So they brought the classic formula under the classic Coke moniker. They said, okay, this isn't working. And they rechristened Coke 2 before taking it off the shelves entirely. So from new Coke to Coke 2 to nothing. It never remained on the shelves after that point. Some interesting things to ponder on America Weekend: products from big companies that didn't make it. I'm Valerie Smaldone on America Weekend.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this?
I'm Rosie, Norman, Oklahoma. We'd like to go to Mount Scott, which is up in Lawton, down by Eufaula, which is another lake, mainly around the lakes and stuff. is where a lot of people ride to.
She's a humanitarian on two wheels today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, hanging with fellow bikers.
We do a lot of poke around fundraisers. We've got a bar that I work for. We try to do a lot of fundraisers. A lot of freedom. Good people. They do a lot of good. Good causes that they raise money for. Most of them are really, really good people.
Personal best.
I would have to just say when we do poker runs for people in need, I think is probably my best experience.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you creative? If so, you probably procrastinate, according to a study in the Creativity Research Journal.
Researchers looked at an elite group of young scientists. The one thing they weren't worried about? Procrastination.
In fact, they actively procrastinated to improve their productivity. What's their secret? Like fine wines, ideas get better with age.
When you hold an idea in your head without actively working on it, you give your subconscious mind time to develop it further. You may be working on a routine task, but your brain is hard at work on your big idea.
Procrastination pays, so give your ideas time to ferment. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.